Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. So everybody, tune in. Really, let yourself be heard, okay? Listen, all right. You are listening to Organic Pimpin'. Through the ingredients, it embodies my soul. I'm the one and only co-host Talk Dude. And beside this line is the one, the only. There better not be another one. Comedy Organic, okay.
It is.
It's 7 o'clock on the dot. It's 7 o'clock.
It didn't seem organic, though.
Let us know what you're thinking, okay? We're right here. Our ears are up. Okay, tune in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Now, could you tell me, how do we convince them to open up their souls, embody them, and feed them through Organic Pimpin' tonight? How do we do that?
This is more like a natural related connection, right? Like, it's like you're the same. It's like you meet somebody, sir. I talked to you about that already. Hiding somewhere, something they say don't want to hear you, because you're breathing, but this is what I'm making. Like, you know, like people say, I've been knowing people my whole life, but I don't know them. The first time and connect with them the way you're supposed to. Is that right? Is it? No. It's organic. You know, it's not going to happen, you know? And truly, because you know people complain to people, but you know, like, first, they complain to the person they're looking to change their life as a connection need to be organic. But there are so many things this person under them, they wouldn't even talk about it if they know this person is truly for the better. Because they think this person under, they've been honest by default. And so often you hear these things where people say, I'm going to keep you 100. How do you keep 100 when you use 1? So, I mean, that 99% has to already be there. And 99 other times that have to be there. You use 1. And so, inside of 1, 2 other zeros have to be 1 to make all that become 100, right?
All right.
Tommy, organic, okay. Thank you all for being to thank my co-host. Give me this organic talk dude to Rex Love, man.
Thank you kindly. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So how's your day been going, dude?
What's your question?
Talk dude, I'm talking to you, sir. You hear me?
I hear you.
So how's your day going?
It's going all right. It's going better, thanks to you. I mean, you're the one who really inspired me to start organically pimping a lot, start taking better care of myself, to basically feed my soul, to really get in there, self-improvement. So I'm doing better.
You're not forgetting the things that the people appreciate. People appreciate you. You're welcome. People appreciate the things that you truly. Yeah, you said those words. Imagine if you take the time to truly nurture those things, like preparing the infrastructure of what you want people to know about your happiness, how you want them to see your happiness, how you want to respond to you. It's so important to just do that basic. Explain to people how you want to be treated. Not how you think people should fantasize and understand things about you, not even knowing. Go out there and look and see what correct people and how they operate, how they live, and that's how they get treated. No, you think you are all correct people? No.
No.
But think about that. How you just say disabled, and how that really look when disabled. You realize how many attractive people out there that's disabled? Well, if you didn't know
people?
That, attractive people disabled. And if you didn't know people were that attractive, you wouldn't think people disabled can be that attractive based on your negative and compromising connection with really organically people. Because really where it comes from. You don't see how your moments of disaster, how masterpiece come out of that. Is that by accident?
No, it's not.
Okay. So if you are intentionally meant to do better, the tribute to your happiness can be responded in the direct conversation of love. That means people are excited without even having a limitation of not talking. Imagine that. Imagine happiness was talking around you and you can hear the happiness. You would want people to do, if that guy, you know what I'm talking about,
mm-hmm.
if he had corrects, it'd be a lot of things. People would be like, hey, Cuban, you stick the wrong woman. I think you stick her because you don't want me to have the woman I really wanted to have. And you stick that one because you know you're going to keep my woman. You think Cuban's giving you all the women? No, give yourself for himself. He was today, you know, I got some extra reserve. You know, you want this pre-used love. This is a pre-used love needle right here. I've been contaminating everybody with this pre-love needle right here. And so what you've been doing was passing along contaminated love. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, man, you got to stop thinking everybody got the answer. The answer comes within you, man. It's a pre-manual. To be satisfied within organic pepper. Yeah, look at that, man. You're new to your happiness, but you got to realize your happiness alone. Oh, it's a great thing, man. Appreciating that. Go on, man. Talk to the people for a moment.
All right, I'll talk for a moment. Really? Now,
stop,
look, this advice isn't just... This advice isn't just for me. It's for everybody out there. Everybody out there in radio land who might be listening, who can hear this at some point. Every single person.
Yeah, children in the background. That's good. Because that means the family around. You want family to be oriented in your life behavior. Where you can see kids truly are pushing the adult's mind, pushing their patience. Their patients are sliding back and forth. They don't even know. Their patients should be labeled as a sip of juice, like a smoothie or an energy drink, or we call it pre-workout form. Because when you got those type of minds of little people around, and we're talking about little children to be exact, okay, it's another level of where you have to be open with, right? Because once you start understanding them, they are small, but they all don't have the same mindset, right?
Right.
You got to look at your life. If you look at your life and look at the flexible direction that you can travel, you will be more on the luxury side, like a cruise ship. Imagine you were on a leather boat; it wouldn't feel too much. You wouldn't really see too many people, right? But imagine being on the most comfortable and pleasurable cruise ship.
Hmm.
How would that really feel? Would imagine a dream. I want to go on a cruise ship. And you get to go on a cruise ship and you get to see all these wonderful people that you never had an opportunity to meet. That is a different experience than being on a little tiny boat, little paddle boat. Imagine that. You know, little tiny paddle boat. It's only you and one person. That imagine being on there with thousands of people. How are people to see on a cruise ship? Right?
Right.
Okay. So, this is a level. Truly connect to your ability to be happy and respond to that moment. It's no way that your mind is not fantasizing and connecting and exercising that magnitude of understanding. And when I say organic repentance, then it's embodying my soul. Because what it's doing, looking, it's diagnosing the trauma of what people are trying to fix inside of my. I'm going to slide it in there, right? My mind's like, we ain't going to sit here. And then all these ancestors of people have inspired your thoughts. Now some enemy of cross-contaminated, you know, undermining. We're not going to give them any space, right? Like, you know, the ramp, you got like a ramp over there, go, let that ramp down, and we'll make sure there's no space. And what we're going to do is we're going to pour the wheelchairs down and down. We're going to make the best out of it. You know, we let people waste our time and make things just to be, you know, not worthy. No, we're going to use all these things, especially when we're going to compromise. It's all good. Thank you for taking the time today to actually allow us to hear your conversation and your comments regards to acknowledging the presence of the day. Those of you that you never hearing a conversation about bargaining benefits. It was talking about how what I'm saying, how that is created organic, because they don't have a template of what that looks like. Why should I be dedicated, committed to this organic, which you created, organic heaven? What makes, in my mind, worthy of my time, because I have my own thoughts, I have my own experiences, and I don't think what you're doing is so exceptional. Well, they don't have my hands. They don't have my understanding. They don't have my capabilities. So, yes, people will look less compromised for success to be willing to be motivated and another aptitude. But no, sir. No, ma'am, I'm not. You are in a place where VIP is giving you an introduction to where the first I've been. Slave. It means that sometimes people have been shown where VIP is placed. A VIP is really the essence of success. VIP can change during the day. But it's the VIP. It's not as important as the level of the VIP capability of showing you at the presentation, right? So, yes, VIP can be another level. Yes. Everyone, I don't know if you're planning the holiday tomorrow. I don't know if you're, relax. I don't know if you found a situation. I don't know if you're traveling a little part of the world that you're actually able to get close and hear this message, how it's powerful. As you look before that, the message may be not the actual vision of what you need to be leveled in a way that is showing you that the world is the limit, the traveling ability of caring and inorganic pimping that the harvest comes to more unique and amazing moments. I'm comedian, comedy, organic, I do all that. Comedy, organic, okay. Comedian, organic, okay. I'm a big guy. And about close this talk, dude. I'm the word I'm gonna say for now. I'm gonna be stepping out for a moment, and what I'm going to say is, I have not compromised organic pimping. You cannot contage this as some kind of illusion of contagious propaganda. My organic pimping has been so connected to a star, not meant to be limited by your viewpoint. Everyone who listens to this, limited by the limitation of your limited access of organic, compared to what I am. Tell dude, precious, what you have to tell them.
Well, I want to tell you, buddy, please. Don't give up. It's there. It's there. I mean, you can organically pump yourself however you like. You got to get organic. You got to get organic. You got to push yourself. You got to really make all your wants. You have these sort of fantasies inside yourself, and they can come true. They can be. You can turn it all into a living, breathing, physical reality. It can happen. But most people wonder how. Okay, let's explain it to you this way. What is organic pimping? It's a natural, healthy, organic way of naturally pushing yourself to what you want, what you need. You can basically be everything you want to be. You can be. It can happen. You just need to know how and what it is, how to make it work. Take those little baby steps every single day. You can be your personal greatness. organic pimping, basically. It is so simple. It is so natural.
Oh, yes. You're at 7:13 p.m. You've been listening into the show called Organic Pimping Through Ingredients in 5 months. So as you were saying, talk to try to get long in what you're saying. Try to make an investment that doesn't necessarily limit the other thing that people think it should be referenced, it should be coming out fast. Some things with quality will actually come out like quantity. So yes, that's not the actual intention of the actual purpose. Right? It's so important that you to express yourself, be accomplished. How good everything was to other people.
Well, the people out there, I hope they're listening. I hope at some point they hear this. They hear the message. And they know, really.
The person that's forcing information on you. Fortunate in making and doing, but the way you're going about something that you don't really need, it won't reach them the way it reached them. So even in them making it available, and once they get it, they can appreciate it, and they can, you know, as a person is vulnerable to that, they can truly be nurtured by that which you're giving them, right? So I think that advocate is key to do those type of things. And we don't recognize that it's fighting so long. Then what, you know, truly being lax, and that's another fight right there. Truly feeling lax, you know, truly connecting to that space within your ability. Because sometimes you're doubting yourself because you're never seeing how you be successful this way. But you realize you're there, so that's the test, and realize you are the part of the test that gets you to have a new broken treatment. Once you're there, you realize that is the goal connecting to. Come on, don't forget that. Don't talk to the people like you have to be always begging because you haven't seen happiness in the rewards. Having tied deep inside of your ability. So not riding your desires. It's moving you through where you're seeing these things happen. Or getting accepted. Following your thoughts. And molding you to the strength of steel. And pick you up in that ability. Or you holding on outside of holding. And that means that you're lacking. Holding on, ability to take your thoughts into this mind frame. Love, come to love, take care, appreciate those moments.
Yes.
Take that more, truly. Probably give you a word.
All right.
Yes. Go ahead, talk to me and talk on it.
Okay. Everybody can organically pimp. Everybody can basically reach that potential that is basically inside of them and basically just, you know, flourish. Everybody can do that. I think out there a lot of people aren't because they don't know, in a way, they don't know how. They don't know what is. They don't know how to give themselves, they don't know how to reach that basically full potential. It just seems like too much, it seems too futile. It can be hard to get. But I say it can happen. You can be all of what you want to be. You basically, you just pump yourself. Look, take a moment right now. Think about something you want. Find a way to organically push yourself to just be. You can do it. It can happen. Listen inside to your soul. Listen to that. Listen to that voice. It's that way about you. Look, I knew guys who basically, after they had this deliberating tragedy, they had this moment where they stumbled and fell, that they learned how to power themselves. I know people like that. Let me tell you something. it's easy to stop pushing yourself. It's easy just to give up. It's easy basically just to say, at first, what happens is life becomes a lot harder and a lot less worth living. You don't want that, do you? You need to get by. So ask yourself how that's possible. How do I reach what I need to be? I'm telling you. Honestly.
I'm listening. I'm hearing the words. That's how people hear from me. Once you make it, when they want to hear it, your life was discredited when they go on listening to it. I know that.
Your sense of self is there, dude. You can basically, your sense of self, the real you is there. The you you should be listening to.
Okay.
It's really there. It's listening. I want to invite somebody really, once again, to call in and just hear from us. Let's have some dialogue, some conversation. It can be a real step. It can be a faster step if you just call in. The connection can happen. Now, give yourself a touch. Like, most people wonder, how do they pump themselves? How do they really pimp themselves every single day a little bit? Well, first of all, it takes confidence. It takes a lack of belief in yourself. You've got to believe that you can, that you're there. You've got to believe that there is a chance. And you got to listen to yourself every single day. Be it starting to go to bed early, get up early, starting to see the world, everything out there is waiting for you. Everything you need. Find it. It can truly be there. You got to basically know what it is. You got to find it. It's within. All that you need is within. All of it. Keep that in mind.
Yes, hold on to it.
Yes, hold on. Hold on tight. Hold on for dear life. Yes. Yes. Every single person out there is worthy. You can pimp yourself. You can be greater. I know a lot of us, we make a lot of terrible mistakes. We make a lot of terrible, terrible screw-ups. And we get too afraid to try again or believe again. Or get by. So many of us. Most of us, actually. I am telling you right now, there is a hope, there is a belief. There is, like angel dust, there is some divine force out there that basically can lead us on the right path, on that guiding light. There really is. There is hope. Hold on to it. Find it. Damn it, believe in yourself.
Yeah. You need it. Hold on to it.
We're almost at the end of our show, but I want to believe that somebody out there is listening and is designed to organically pimp themselves a little bit, not letting themselves get all cheaply manufactured with the artificialness, that high fructose corn syrup and other unhealthy monosodium glutamate, all those unhealthy elements that are basically in the air and hold us down, who stop us from truly being. I want to believe somebody's out there listening. They're listening. They're thinking. They're believing. They're out there somewhere. Where are you? What do you believe? What are you doing right now about yourself? Do you believe in you? Do you think there's a chance? Do you think there's a hope? I'm letting you know there can be. There is something. Believe in you. Believe. And reach inside and basically make up. That's what organic pimping is all about. That's what it was put on this earth to do. Find yourself. And make yourself better. Make the better you. Organic pimping is a very powerful process. It is a process. You get better. That is the whole point. That is the meaning of life. We're all designed to get better. There's no such thing as perfection. It doesn't really exist anywhere. It's about getting better. Better. Well, I thank everybody for tuning in. Okay, those who might have listened to this at some point, listened to Organic Pimpin' through the ingredients, it embodies my soul, who knew what it was all about, who believed in it. Because I want to say, take pride in yourself, pride in your higher power, that greater good. Embrace it. The power, that power, the power of you, that inner self power, for that, get into it. Organic, you got anything to say? All right. Listen, whatever you're doing tonight, remember, you can find a way to better yourself. You can find a way. You can get better. Push yourself a little bit better. Be the best version of yourself you can possibly be. That's what organic pimping is. You can be great. You can be grand. You can be better than you are. Every single second of every minute of every day. Basically. Do it. Organic pimping. Organic pimping. I'm Talk Dude, and you've been listening to Organic Pimping. Through the ingredients, it embodies my soul. You can pick up all our shows on the web on Blog Talk Radio. And please, when we're on the air, every night around this time, call in. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. We invite you to try some organic pimping. We invite you to get into it. Thank you, and good night.